Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and the phones, as always, are open here for you should you wish to join us. And take control of the airwaves. You can do that. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Matt,
and Jim.
Special guest Jim is with us. Can we? Do you say your last name when you're on Punk Rock Libertarians? Or
Bab.
Jim Bab. Jim Bab is here. It's, you know, you've been on as a guest, I think, here from Porkfest or something at some point in the past.
So many years.
It has been a while, actually, since I've seen you in person, because I didn't get to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I was stuck here.
That was awful.
Yeah.
We really missed you.
It really was. The biggest Porcupine Freedom Festival of all time, as I understand it. Very, very well attended. In fact, the event sold out. So I'm glad some people went and had a good time, though.
Well, I'm looking forward to your return.
Yeah, hopefully next year.
Hell yeah.
That would be the ideal situation. You are a co-host on Punk Rock Libertarians, which is a once-a-week podcast, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
It's one of the shows that is featured on LRN.FM, and whenever it's on, I always enjoy listening to you. So.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, our job is, I mean, if you listen, it is going to reduce your social credit score, but we have a lot of fun.
Love it. So, you know, there's in the news today, there's a deadline for the New York City firemen and the New York City cops, and I guess every bureaucrat in New York City to get this vaccine, or else they're going to be possibly out of work. Now, I didn't see this coming as far as, like, one of the possible side effects of vaccine mandates would be a tremendous reduction in the workforce of government bureaucracy, but that does appear to be one of the side effects of vaccine mandates on government workforces. According to the story... Go ahead.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm just curious how this is all going to pan out. Like, I didn't see them... These are people who went to work for the government. Now they're surprised the government's happening to them. But yeah. I want to see, you know, how surprised are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to feel sorry for the police, given that they, for years, have been arresting people for putting something into their bodies that the cops said that they weren't allowed to. Now, kind of a similar situation is happening, but sort of reversed. Now the cops are upset because the government wants to force them to put something into their bodies that they didn't want to be put. But still, the question is, it's your body. Shouldn't you be free to do as you choose? And to the extent that maybe some cops will have their minds opened to that question.
I doubt it.
Any cop that quits is a win. I don't care why.
I have no faith.
Just go ahead and quit. Whether it's because they want to jab you, because your job is to loot people, because your wife doesn't like getting beaten. I don't care what your reason to quit is. Just quit.
I think you're probably right, though, Matt, as far as they're not going to get it, because I actually did have a conversation with a local cop about this very issue. Bonnie and I were having dinner at the Jamaican place out on the street. Do you already know about this
story?
You
told me about that, but say it again.
So, well, yeah, we've got listeners that probably don't. But Jason Short, who is one of the bad guys in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So if you've ever seen victimlesscrimespree.com, you ever watched that documentary, one of the bad, the guy that actually has Derek J arrested in the park for smoking weed, that same cop walks up. But by the way, the same cop who was out in front of our house.
Yeah, he ran static for the FBI while they were beating down our doors.
Right, threatening Chris Wade and his partner for trying to record video of what was going on here and pushing them more than a block down the street with threats of arrest. That same guy comes up, acting all nicey-nice, walks up to our table and just starts up a conversation about, you know, there was protesters down at Central Square about the vaccine mandates and, you know, COVID, etc. And he said, he starts talking about how much he agrees with libertarians. and that he's always really agreed with libertarians, even though he's been arresting.
Well, he's learned a lot over the years of transporting libertarians to prison in his car. He gets like a 5-minute lecture
each one of them.
Yeah, so eventually he's like, yeah, these guys are right, and maybe I shouldn't be hauling them off to jail.
So he makes comments about, you know, how a lot of cops are against the vaccine mandates, and that, you know, it's something we agree on. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. And then I made the point to him about, well, you know, you guys for a long time have been arresting people for putting things into their body. Now you are on board with the idea of keeping something out. I made some comment about that, and he says, oh, well, let's not compare apples to oranges. So he just completely blew off the point about how this is the exact same thing of it's your body, you should be free to do what you want. Oh, no, that's apples and oranges.
Let's talk about consent, sir.
Right. Yeah, if anybody tells you that libertarians don't live in reality, listen to what that guy just said.
Yeah.
He does not, by any stretch of the imagination, live in reality.
Well, his reality is his body is a shrine. It's a temple. He should be free to make choices.
Let's not compare apples to oranges.
But everybody else, well, I mean, he gets to tell you what to do with your... I mean, it's just ridiculous. I just thought I had a shred of hope in my mind that Jason Short would
connection. Let's give him a chance, right?
No.
Like, just because he's been a looter and a kidnapper and, like... And a wife beater, whatever his problem, a dog shooter or like hobo taser, whatever his crimes are. Okay? I think we should give him a chance to take off the badge, right, and to dedicate himself to righting the wrongs of his career so far.
Like Barry Cooper.
Yeah. You could, you know, like, just step up and be like, you know what? I was a jerk.
Yeah.
I did the wrong thing. I thought it was the right thing. I now have thought about it. And it was wrong, and I'm going to try to make up for it.
He stood there, and he tried to, like, get brownie points. He was saying that, you know, first he says he's always agreed with us, even when he had to arrest us for things.
Scumbag.
He had to do it because his chief said so.
The law is the law.
Yeah,
he's just following orders.
His chief told him to, but then he said, oh, but when he was the prosecutor, because here in New Hampshire, for whatever reason, they have the cops on police departments, one cop will be like the police prosecutor. And their job is really more of a glorified plea deal taker, but they sit in court all morning. They don't actually have like a beat. They don't go out and, you know, drive a car around and arrest people. They're in court. And they gotta, you know, they dress like they're for court. They don't have a uniform on. They're in business clothes. And he said every marijuana arrest that he was given as the police prosecutor, he instantly reduced it to a violation. So he was, like, trying to explain
what a
how
hero.
The
He's such a
people.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
When they said 12 lashes, I only gave 11.
What? So, anyway, that was my summary of my conversation.
The audacity of that guy to even walk up to your dinner table with your girlfriend sitting there with you after what he did to this house.
Yeah, and act like everything was totally fine. No big deal.
He obviously feels guilty, and he needs some kind of...
He feels no guilt. He's a sociopath. That guy is a nutcase.
He thinks you're going to like smile at him and treat him like a normal human being?
And you know, I do because I want to have, you know, the chance of changing somebody's mind. And I don't think that being nasty is a way to necessarily do that. And by the way, we got Christopher Cantwell calling in long distance, so I'm accepting his call. So stand by, Chris. We're going to get you on here in just a sec.
Hang up on him.
I'm not going to hang up on Chris, because like with the police, I think that there's hope.
Is he calling
for
from
people.
Jail?
He's calling
it?
from jail, yeah.
Yeah, endlessly compassionate.
Let's bring him on here. Chris Cantwell.
Yeah.
Hello, good evening.
Good with you.
Hey, you're on with Ian, Jim Babb, and Matt. We're in the studio here tonight. I heard some of your opening statement today in federal court. I presume that's why you were calling?
Yeah, I figured I'd call and brag about the best performance in the courtroom today happened to be mine, and I'm feeling pretty proud of myself right about now. So I figured I'd strut my stuff on the airwaves.
Were you the only person who didn't have an attorney? Because I know there were a lot of attorneys that were speaking today.
Now, Richard Spencer was also proceeding pro se, and he gave his opening statement today as well.
I see. All right. So you are in a civil case right now in federal court in the district of whatever Charlottesville, Virginia is. This all traces back to 2017, the so-called Unite the Right rally, at which there was physical conflict, fighting. They are accusing you of some sort of a conspiracy, and we'll get into it. You can explain what this case is about. You may need to call back, though. That way we can make sure we get you through the next segment. So stand by, Chris. So we'll continue here. Chris Cantwell, the so-called crying Nazi, on the line here with us. We'll find out what's going on in his case coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can call from jail as well. Some of the more interesting calls we've ever had have
very colorful.
come from activists behind bars. And I wouldn't count Christopher Cantwell as a liberty activist anymore. In fact, he embraced the state years ago, sadly. I've written extensively about his history over at freekeen.com. So if you're interested in getting like details on sort of the path of one Christopher Cantwell,
it's a tragic tale.
Then it really is, and it's longer than we have to explain here on the air tonight. But he just called in tonight because he's in the Charlottesville, Virginia area right now. And, Bonnie, is he on hold? Because it doesn't look like he's on hold. Can you press the hold button to put him back on hold? And then I should be able to put him on the air. There he goes. Chris.
There we are.
We got you. So you were in federal court today for a civil case. What is this case about? Conspiracy?
This case is about a bunch of hucksters trying to find a back door around the First Amendment. It's really what it is. But their claim is that the Unite the Right rally of August 2017 was one big criminal conspiracy, and everybody who had their name on anything associated with the upper echelon of this, whether you're a featured speaker or an organizer, says that you're responsible for everything from James Fields' car accident to some person has trouble sleeping at night. And that is a big crock of you-know-what, and we're there to face these people.
So they're saying they want damages because some people on the so-called alt-right got together and had a rally at which Antifa attended and fights broke out.
Communists attacked a permitted demonstration. Back in 2017, not everybody was intimately familiar with that, but we're all intimately familiar with it by now, right? There's a bunch of communists, they wanted to call themselves anti-fascists, which is why they want to, you know, censor everybody and disarm the populace and stab you if you don't get a vaccine. They attacked on permitted demonstration, and then they said, oh my God, because violence happened at this white nationalist rally, it must be a racially motivated violent conspiracy. And so they assigned that silly label to what we've done, and they sued us under a law pursuant to the powers of the 13th Amendment, which you might ring a bell. This is the amendment that outlaws slavery in the Constitution. And so they're basically claiming that we violated a bunch of people's civil rights with racial motivation, which is profoundly untrue. They violated our civil rights. We had a permit. They attacked us, and our permit was not honored, though we won. Though we won a fight in a federal court to see it on, and so they have accused us of precisely what they have done, and that is their modus operandi.
And so there are several defendants in this case, multiple plaintiffs, as I understand it. You were saying in your opening statement today, which I was able. What's really unusual about this case is you can actually call in and listen, normally in federal court. It's completely closed. You have to physically be in federal court in order to see or hear anything. You cannot record. You cannot bring in a tape recorder. You cannot bring in a video recorder. You can't bring in a still camera. The only thing they'll let you bring into federal court as a viewer of a trial is a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper. And that is it. So to be able to actually call in and listen to the proceedings of federal court, there were over 300 people who were tuned into this today. You know, and I was one of them. I heard, I think, the majority of your opening statement. And it sounded like you were doing your show in front of these people.
Yeah, I considered it a spoken word performance. You know, and I take that kind of thing seriously. Especially once I found out that people were going to be able to listen, because it's like, you know, normally the only record of these things is the transcript, and a transcript, as you know, is an audio entertainment professionally, and it's not convey what a person says. It's a completely different form.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw this as a tremendous opportunity, both because of the cause at hand and because I knew the world was listening. So I invested some emotional energy in this. And I think it came off well, especially You know, well, you know, all my co-defendants are throwing each other under the bus. So let me just say this. I think some of the lawyers involved in this case are absolutely terrible. And I look like a star next to them.
Hmm.
And something tells me I got the plaintiff shook up, too. I don't think that these people saw me coming.
Now, tell me about this. I don't know much about civil cases. Does it require a unanimous jury to find a person? It's not guilty. What's the responsible?
Liable.
Liable.
Yeah, you have to find somebody. To find somebody liable, there has to be a unanimous verdict.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the way that works.
And when they return, obviously you don't really have an attorney that you can ask these questions, so you may not know the answer. But when a jury returns a verdict in a multiple defendant civil case, are they returning separate verdicts? Meaning they will find Christopher Cantwell not responsible, and they will find maybe somebody else or liable. Can they do that, or is it just everybody's liable or everybody's not liable?
They have to return a verdict of varying liabilities in a case like this. There's absolutely no question about it. Because there's, like, you know, there are claims that there are claims against James Fields is the most obvious example that just simply aren't applicable to us, right?
I see.
We're all accused of conspiracy. We're not all accused of directly causing these injuries, which is a separate claim against James Fields.
Mm-hmm.
So they necessarily have to return a verdict. Even if they give the plaintiffs everything they want, it has to be a mixed verdict, right? But they can say that, you know, I am liable to one extent or not at all, and somebody is liable to a greater or lesser extent,
okay.
And eventually going to start awarding monetary damages if the plaintiffs win their claims, at which point they're going to decide that, you know, this guy owes $1 and this guy owes $10 million in punitive damages.
Got it.
Right? And so it is 100% certainly going to be a mixed verdict, unless it is 100%, you know, not liable. But even at that, as a matter of fact, that's not even possible at this point, because there are defaulted defendants, and there are people who haven't technically defaulted, but who have abandoned the litigation. So, like, Elliot Klein, a.k.a. Eli Mosley, for example, has not had a judgment of default entered against him, but he has ceased to comply with the discovery, and he has abandoned the litigation. So, like, the court has entered in a decision that he will be deemed to have met the elements of the plaintiff's case. So if the jury says that everybody in that courtroom is not liable, they will still return a verdict of liable for Elliot Klein.
Because he didn't play the game. He didn't show up for court, didn't jump through the hoops.
Exactly. Because the court has deemed it established as a result of his noncompliance that he met all of the elements of the offense.
Wow.
Now, they might be, now, because of that, it's entirely possible. Let's say I blow the lid off this whole thing, and they realize, wow, these communists are really bad, and nothing should happen to these defendants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they feel bad for Elliot Klein as a result of something I do. Well, they will find him liable, and then they will just not award any damage.
I got you.
Right? Now,
Chris, do you want to keep going to talk about this case? Do you have time?
No, I got to go, but I'll talk to you real soon.
All right, thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Cantwell facing what could be, by the way, like a month-long civil trial. I mean, this jury is in this thing for what is likely going to be weeks. There are multiple plaintiffs and defendants, and there's a lot of supposed evidence that they're going to have to sift through, a lot of ugly Nazi stuff as well. More coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Biden heads to Rome to meet with the Pope on Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi held her weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. the California congresswoman saying she's happy with what is the framework of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
I've said over and over again, the provisions in the bill are about children learning, parents earning. And that means with universal pre-K and child care, with home health care, with child care tax credit and all the rest.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying that he believes a framework was thrown together at the last minute. Facebook Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg says the company will change its name to Meta to reflect growth opportunities beyond its namesake social media platform in online digital realms known as Metaverse. USA Radio News. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 239 points to close at 35,730. The S&P and NASDAQ also finished in positive territory. The Albany, New York County Sheriff's Office is filing a criminal complaint against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, alleging he forcibly touched a former executive assistant. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple saying investigators filed the misdemeanor charge in Albany City Court and a summons was issued for Mr. Cuomo. Most parents in the United States with younger children are in no hurry to get their kids vaccinated from COVID. According to a study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, parents seem concerned about vaccine safety. About 76% of those surveyed say they are very or somewhat concerned about long-term side effects, while 71% are worried about serious side effects of the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I think he like got on a mic at some presentation and said, "Yeah, I just want to come."
Hey, it is Free Talk Live here. There's a lot of fun going on in the studio. Glad to have you out there listening tonight. We were talking about the police. I want to get back into that discussion, but I also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can click Get Started at the top of the page. You know, when you see the price of Bitcoin these days, over $60,000 per Bitcoin, it can feel like you're too late, but you might not be too late at all. In fact, we may still be on the early end of this stuff. Now, we can't make any promises. We don't know what the future holds for the price of these things, but over time, the price has tended to go upwards.
Yeah, and I got to say, who cares what the price is? I'm tired of people speculating. Let's not speculate. We got to use this as our money. We need to be passing this back and forth for goods and services between each other and creating our own little networks and having a source of value.
Bitcoin Cash is more useful than Bitcoin as money, but they'll explain that to you over at Bitcoin.com when you click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can watch like a 3-minute long introductory video that explains to you some of the basics about cryptocurrency, why this stuff is so important, why is it changing the face of the financial world, why is the government so afraid of it? These are some of the questions.
I think the price is important because that's how we can measure the demise of the petrodollar, right? Like that's how we're watching, like how else are you going to see the dollar collapse against what metric?
I go to the beach in California and look out at the ocean.
Well, you're not wrong, Jim, that the price is important. It certainly is an aspect that's going to attract the majority of people into Bitcoin, is seeing that price go up. It definitely gets people's attention.
But the theory is, look, this is a fixed commodity, right? It's no more than 21 million, and we're all going to be chasing the same Bitcoin for the rest of eternity,
mm-hmm.
right? Just do the math. This is where it goes, right?
Yeah. So the math is pretty clear. I mean, this thing is likely going to continue to become valuable. Again, we can't, know for sure what the future might hold.
There's no bottom for the U.S. dollar.
That's true.
This has been established.
And it's not going to go up in value. The U.S. dollar is not going up
in
value.
No way.
Are they going to stop printing money?
Nope. They're going to keep printing it, and they're going to probably increase the rate at which they're printing it.
And just up until the point where it's just so crazy, they're like, all right, central bank digital currency.
They're working on that, too.
It's obviously where they're going. And now when you hear this unrealized capital gain taxes.
Oh, yeah, they're talking about that now, yeah.
So now they're like, you know what, people are dodging our inflation tax, and we don't like that. Right?
Like
people are putting their money into assets, and they're not giving us capital gains taxes. How can we somehow get their stuff?
Just tax their assets.
So now it's like, okay, let's print money. So my property went from $200,000 to $400,000 priced mm-hmm. in U.S. dollars. Oh, okay, now we're taxing you on that difference.
Yeah.
And, you don't have that? I guess you'll have to sell the property to BlackRock. Sorry.
Yeah, you want to talk about driving the billionaires out of the United States. These tax proposals are definitely going to be having some of these 700 billionaires or whatever packing their bags.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would they stay?
But yeah. it's also going to be shuffling all the money. Like again, it's like it kind of just the Great Reset. You will own nothing. Right? They don't want you to own a house. They don't want you to own land. They don't want you to own a farm. They don't want you to own a rental property.
They want you dependent. Dependent on them.
Yeah. So now they can just inflate. And then if they can get away with taxing unrealized capital gains, they could never do that. They'd never do something that suicidal to the economy.
I think what this is they've thrown the switch because the Chinese want their money back.
Hmm.
They want to collect on that debt. They've been buying treasuries for decades, and now they want to collect. This is how they're turning over the United States to the Chinese in the form of real estate.
Go get over to Bitcoin.com, because now is the best time. If you haven't started learning about this stuff, you should do that. So click Get Started, Bitcoin.com, and get the latest news headlines anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. But to your point about the price, Jim, it is important, and that does bring people in. But hopefully those people will learn about Bitcoin, right? Instead of just looking at it as a thing that can go up in value, learn about what it is. Why does it matter that it's decentralized? Why does it matter that, no government or bank is in control of the cryptocurrency? Why is all that important? And I think that's something people should spend a little time on.
Yeah, come for the profit.
Right.
Stay to overthrow central banking.
Stay for the principle. I love it. So people that don't have principles include the police of the United States, and specifically in this story we're going to talk about is New York City cops and the fire department and basically every other bureaucrat in the city. Here's a story from the New York Post. The fire department of New York is preparing to close as many as 20% of all Big Apple fire companies and take an equal portion of its ambulances off the streets ahead of the impending deadline for all city workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. On Wednesday, fire department of New York said just 65% of its firefighters, fire officers, and EMS workers had been vaccinated despite the mayor's order that all city workers receive at least one dose or face suspension without pay starting Monday. Quote, the department must manage the unfortunate fact that a portion of our workforce has refused to comply with a vaccine mandate for all city employees, said the fire commissioner in a statement. He said further, quote, we will use all means at our disposal, including mandatory overtime, mutual aid from other EMS providers, and significant changes to the schedules of our members. We will ensure the continuity of operations and safety of blah, blah, blah. And then the commissioner didn't assess the likely result of potential moves, but one firefighter predicted that people will die in the city. Well, that's always true.
last week, de Blasio announced
genius.
A 5 p.m. Friday deadline, but that's only to receive $500 in incentive pay for taking the shot, which gives hesitant workers one last weekend of wiggle room to reconsider before being taken off of the payroll. The widespread resistance by firefighters is going to take about 40% of us out and could lead to response times of 7 minutes or more, according to another firefighter. Regarding New York Police Department, 75% of New York police has been vaccinated, but that number only includes about 63% of street cops. So a good chunk of the crew of the New York Police Department that's vaccinated are the office workers. The street cops, only 63% of them have received the vaccine. So there are about 6,000 officers that remain still unvaccinated. One Manhattan cop said the expected results of benching patrol officers will result in more crime. Which I don't buy unless it's actually the cops themselves out doing the crime, which I wouldn't put past them.
Isn't it always the case when they threaten, like, well, there's not going to be any cops, you'll be sorry, and everyone's like, woohoo!
Yeah, and then something happens and you find out it was actually an undercover cop that, broke a storefront window or did whatever. So I think that you're going to find out that there is actually probably not a real increase in crime without, you know, if the police department drops by 30%, you're not going to have a 30% increase.
Well, except you've got, I don't know, what are those 30% of cops going to do now? Now they're like, they're out on the street, and they're like, well, what do? We kick in doors, we kick down businesses, like, we harass black people.
They have a specific skill set.
Yeah, like just because they're not, you know, public sector, they might still want to do the same job. But let's give them, you know, forget about those stupid cops, right? Get fired, whatever. Maybe some will find honest work. The firemen and the ambulance drivers, like, they have an important role to play in our society. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say immediately, guys, just get together, form your own firehouse, your own emergency response service. Give me the number, okay? Like, I'll hire you, okay? Like, we're going to need you guys, right? Like, just because they don't want to work with you anymore doesn't mean we don't need you. Just reassemble on different teams.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that idea. It's just New York City is going to be the hardest place to do something like that. I mean, it's one thing to be like an Agra's fire department in Keene, New Hampshire, or something like, you know, in a small town environment. But you know what they're going to do. They're going to outlaw competition. If you get your own fire truck and start trying to drive around the streets of New York City,
they'll kill you.
You're going to get pulled over and
just get out. Bail out. Just get away from those places.
Yeah, that's a better plan. The number here is 603-283-6. 6160, but sounds like the deadline for all of this, for all these city workers in New York City, is tomorrow night. And then they will be essentially not paid. If they show up to work, they're not going to get paid starting Monday. So be interesting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. Number 603-283-6160. The situation brewing in New York City is there's about 65-67% of the cops, on-duty officers that are in the streets kind of cops, 63%. And then about 65% of firefighters and EMS workers are vaccinated. The rest of them have not been, and according to the mandate by Mayor Bill de Blasio, if they do not get at least one dose by Monday, they will be suspended without pay. Which, for a bureaucrat to be suspended without pay is, like, almost unheard of. Usually, you know, they have to murder somebody.
They could be, like, raping children and still, like, we're going to give you a pass until all the facts are out 5 years from now.
Yeah, worst case, it's like they'll suspend them with pay, and then they can just sit at home and collect a paycheck. But in this case,
didn't Chicago go through this, too? And
you mean with the vaccination thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think
there was a showdown with the police and their crazy mayor up there.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Have you heard anything about Chicago? Because we did talk about that in advance, but I haven't heard any updates on it.
I think they were having a similar kind of conflict. I don't know how it played out. But you know what? Let's let these guys battle each other. Let them fight amongst themselves.
Yeah, because the more they're fighting amongst themselves, the less they can be paying attention to the rest of us, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It could give them a lot of stress, and they might just take it out harder on everybody.
Mostly their wives.
Their wives, yeah. Thank you, cop wives, for taking the beating for us.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to this story, though. So they did sue because the police unions, the firemen's unions, they are against the vaccination mandates. And they did go to court. And on Wednesday, Staten Island Supreme Court Justice Lizette Colon turned down a request by the Police Benevolent Association, their largest union in New York, to issue a temporary restraining order against the vaccine mandate. So the judges are saying, nope. You're going to have to get the vaccine or lose your job or be suspended.
But the unions are standing against the vaccine mandate.
Correct. The PBA, Police Benevolent Association, said they will be appealing the ruling as of yesterday. The Uniformed Firefighters Association is also planning an anti-mandate protest rally outside of the mayor's official Manhattan residence as of Thursday morning. And so,
Good. I like the way that the alliances are breaking up. I mean, now you've got the left is out, like, working for Pfizer against, like, government unions.
That's how it's happening. It's all getting so crazy.
It's so weird.
Right, and the anti-fascists are now also working for Pfizer because they support vaccine mandates and things like that.
Right, like everyone was in the street for privacy and you know, and now they're like demanding vaccine passports and biosurveillance state. I mean,
as of Wednesday, the New York Police Department was still developing contingency plans, with one saying cops and detectives would have to be shifted around and assigned to radio cars just to answer 911 calls. Quote, a possible scenario for Sunday night is unvaccinated cops at the Halloween detail will turn into pumpkins at midnight and have to walk away from their assignments, another source said. But the FDNY has ordered, the fire department has ordered its members to work straight tours as scheduled beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday, meaning firefighters can no longer exchange shifts among themselves, and they will also be scheduled to work overtime to guarantee staffing. One firefighter said, they're forcing us to work overtime. That means we'll lose another 10% who get injured or sick from the 80-hour work weeks. So, yeah, these guys are getting angry at each other. They're saying, well, you know, because you guys are quitting your job, now they're going to come down on us harder, the ones that are vaccinated and the ones that are staying.
We complied. Well, how many more shots are these guys going to need? One shot's not enough.
Yeah, this is going to be the top of the slope for them. They're just going to have to keep getting...
Like, every month, every 2 months? Like, is it like, oh, well, you want a government job? Roll up your sleeve.
Time for your booster.
Now, of course, they're going to be hiring, right? Like, as soon as these people lose their jobs, then there's going to be all kinds of hiring happening. And so they're not going to stay down on their roles forever.
Have they offered to bring in the National Guard to fill these roles that are also going to be unloading ships in California and staffing hospitals in New York and
everything? Yeah, good question. It wouldn't surprise me. It doesn't mention it in this story, but a fire department vacation set to start Monday or later have been canceled, and anyone who wants to take their accrued comp time has to file for retirement to avoid being suspended, according to sources. Fire department members who are suspended for more than 30 days will be forced to resign. So
maybe this is a good time to review the concept of government fire departments. Like, maybe that's not
a crappy idea.
Yeah, maybe there's a vulnerability because can you trust the government? No. Do you need to trust firemen? Yes. So, you know, maybe this could, I don't know how, I mean, it's Manhattan. It's crazy.
Right.
But if it at least encourages people to say, like, you know, maybe we need to do some separations here because so many of the problems we've seen over the past 2 years, shutting down restaurants, crushing businesses, and they always have these licenses. They always have, right. Like, oh, we'll take away your food license. We'll take away your booze license. Like, you set yourself up for this vulnerability years ago.
By asking permission in the first place.
When we all, you know, when these people agreed, well, we're going to have alcohol licenses. We're going to have booze licenses. We're going to have a government fire department. We're going to have government-funded health care. We're going to do the government-funded research. We're going to do government this. We're going to, you know, we're going to be make it fair. It's got to be free. It's got to be great. Like, you set yourself up for this failure, and now it's failing, and it's going to hurt. There's going to be fires. People are going to die. And they're going to say, like, well, the mistake they made was years ago.
Well, they're going to blame the unvaccinated is what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, if it weren't for those darned unvaccinated firemen, then we would have had full coverage and we would have been able to save your house from burning down or your garage or whatever it was. And they're going to blame all the unvaccinated, and they're just going to blow it off. But I think you touched on something that was, I think, before the show, Jim. This is the time when people need to start making moves, when they need to look at where they're living. and determine whether or not this is a situation in which they want to continue living, or do they want to make a choice and actually relocate themselves to be around people that share their values? Because that's more important now than it's ever been. It's always been a good idea. Now it may be a critical
idea. Maybe a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with new internal passports, electronic passports, vaccine passports, right. Internet identification, surveillance, biosurveillance. It's just getting so creepy that if we don't, it's going to be our own personal networks that we're going to rely upon. And, you know, I'm okay with that. Like, there's going to be wild people and there's going to be domesticated people. And we're all going to kind of choose our path now. It's like, do you want to be on the plantation? Do you want to be on the farm? Or do you want to be out in the jungle? It's a little risky out there, but...
Yeah, and the cities are going to be more full of those domesticated people. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You spend a lot of time in the Philly area, Jim. I mean, what's it like out there? What are people wearing masks all over the place still, or is it lessened to a large extent?
It's much less than it used to be, but there's still pockets of hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And they act like in certain places, like, you know, like you go to a bar, you don't need a mask. You go to a restaurant, you don't need a mask. Oh, you go to the dentist. Oh, you better have a mask. So there's walk back to the chair.
So Philly hasn't done a vaccine mandate yet then?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. And
you'd have heard about it, because there'd be signs going up everywhere. Like in New York, there's signs going
Philly
up
does
on...
If there's some tyrannical thing that's popular, Philly's going to try to double it, okay? Mm-hmm. Like when mask mandates went out, they literally told waiters in Philly, you're doing two masks. They did you need a mask and a face shield, and you're social distancing, and you're going to allow 10% volume, and it has to be on the sidewalk with the homeless people, and... I mean, they don't. There's no rationality to what they do. So I'm guessing whatever's coming, Philly's going to be susceptible.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, because I know there's Project Veritas just released a video that was undercover cameras inside the governor's reelection campaign. So they had one of their people wear an undercover device, acting as though they were a supporter of the governor being reelected.
What governor?
I don't know what his name is, Murphy or something in New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey. And so they, you know, they're going in, having conversations with the campaign staff, and one of the main campaign ladies admits on video that Murphy is holding off on a statewide vaccine mandate until he gets reelected. So that's his plan. He intends to mandate vaccines, just like New York City, just like Los Angeles, San Francisco, where you have to have a vaccine passport to go into the gym, to go out to eat, to go to any kind of entertainment venue, any kind of comedy club or theater. And, you know, of course, it's going to expand from there, right? But that's where they're going to start this thing. He wants to do a statewide mandate, but he's just holding off until he can get reelected.
I mean, do you think this is just about selling pharmaceutical products, or do you think it's all about the digital passport to verify you're vaccinated?
It's all of the above.
And the control grid that's going to come along with that, and the way that this is bringing it in.
Yeah, it's all of the above. It's all about obedience. Like, somebody was asking a question on Twitter the other day about, well, why are they still taxing people when they can just print the money out? It's because it's about obedience as well. Yeah, they can print all the money they want to, so they don't even need the income tax, but they love having people fill out their forms and bow down to them.
And the deduction, every deduction is a special favor to a group.
There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. The number is 603-283-6160.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.